Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I'm so glad you're back with me again today. Anyway, we have an interesting interview I'll be playing here in just a few minutes. I want to thank everyone so much for all their love and support. If we all work together, we can create a much better, happier world. And as Pia and Bard Cullen were saying this morning, we are starting to ascend now, and it's just an amazing time to be alive. I really enjoyed Larkma's messages this morning from the Pleiadians. He had so many beautiful things to say, and I really enjoyed his messages about the distinction between work and leisure. He said that in their societies, there's no such thing as work, because everything is leisure. Everything's a bliss. You enjoy your life. You enjoy what you're doing, and you don't in Western, especially Western society. We work maybe a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday in order to have leisure on the evenings and weekends. But in their societies, more advanced societies, work and leisure are the same. So there's no distinction between the two. You simply have an occupation. And I'm working on I think it's the fourth book now, on that very topic. And actually, it'll be messages from Adama and the Pleiadians on how we might be able to follow their lead in patterning our own society as we ascend into the fifth dimension, because we will be getting free energy soon. We will be getting the med bed soon. We will be getting abundant spiritual growth, and people's needs will be taken care of. In other human civilizations beyond this planet, people don't really, well, it's not, to use the term work is really not applicable. They do all kinds of wonderful things, but the concept of work, where work is positive and leisure is where work is negative and leisure is positive, there's not that dichotomy, because work and leisure are really, really one. And so we're entering into that now, and it's an exciting time to be alive. We have a lot of challenges still, but we're making it, and people need to be strong. I know a lot of parts of the world, things seem bleak. The SHOT program has been very difficult on a lot of people, because a lot of people, to be honest, have been passing away from the SHOT program. And but the Galactics and the Pleiadians are helping. The Pleiadians and the Galactics in particular are beaming a lot of high energy vibrations to the planet right now to help raise our vibrations and help people heal from this SHOT program, which wasn't a program, you know, if you look at it anyway at all, a program designed to depopulate the planet or reduce our population. I don't agree with any of the objectives behind the program, and I think it's going to be stopped here one of these days soon. The recent attempt by Biden, of course, and the CDC to require these shots as part of the little children's vaccination schedules for little babies as young as 6 months old is horrible. And the parents really need to wake up and take responsibility for that. If they're not awake and their little kids are taking the shot, there's like a extremely high percentage, over 90%, that those kids will not make it within the next couple of years. A lot of kids now are dying of myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, little boys and girls. I mean, it's just so sad to see. And none of it's necessary. The COVID, whatever it is, has never been isolated. And also, it has not been found in anyone below the age of 21 years. So why are we doing this to the children? I have no idea. But The regulatory response in the United States is spotty. In a lot of states, they don't follow the CDC guidelines. In a lot of other states, they do, unfortunately. But if you're a parent or having children or you have children in school, stand up to them, because you don't want these shots in your kids, because most of them, unfortunately, will die. And I hate to say it, but that's what the medical studies are coming out now as right now. So it's a very serious situation, and I hope people will take heed. There are now currently over 16,000 lawsuits against the CDC and various health authorities, including the Biden administration, for pushing these shots for people dying and disabled from the SHOT program. And more are added every day. There are a series of lawsuits now being filed. And if you'd like to join one of these lawsuits, go to www.prosecutenow.io. That's prosecutenow.io, and you can submit your information there. It's being led by Dr. David Martin. Excellent. He's both a medical doctor and a lawyer as well. He's got a good heart, working very hard on it. So you can get more information from him as well. The ascension is here and it's happening. And things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false. So I want everyone just to be aware of that. And we have some really good times ahead of us. As for and my guides tell me that we are shifting now into the fourth dimension. We will be in the fifth dimension in about 2 years' time. So, and I can't wait, frankly. There are so many good things ahead of us right now happening, and it's an exciting time, really exciting time to be alive. I've been here for a long, long time, for about 52,000 years, and there are many good things ahead of us. And I want people to know that. Every year I go to Mount Shasta, and many people get a lot of healings there. When I was there this summer, we had a lot of healings. Several people had their eyesight healed as well. One lady had Lyme disease, and she was completely healed as well. And so I myself, several years ago, was given a new heart. So it's an amazing place. And I guess the lesson of all of that is that we all, like Zora says from the Hollow Earth, that we are all gods and goddesses, and we all have that spark of God within us. And if we can tie into that spark of God within us, we can get a healing. And it's happened so many times at Shasta. That it's just really a joy to go there and see the healings that that can occur. I'll never forget the time back in 2018 when I was camped at Mount Shasta, and Adama, who's the spiritual leader of Telos, the city underneath Mount Shasta, he said that he asked me if I'd like a healing from my eyesight. And I had blurry vision in one of my eyes, and 20/50 vision, and he came in and helped me heal my eyesight. So the next morning I woke up out of my tent. This is the middle of the night. I woke up and I could see crystal clear in both eyes, 20/10, 20/15 in both eyes. I've seen a lot of other miracle healings there. This summer I saw a lady who had cataracts in both eyes, and they were both dissolved after about 20, 25 minutes of healing, of prayers, actually. What we do, we go to a spiritual place, a ley line, and in the ley line itself, there are a lot of positive energies that come through, and people tie in and they get a healing. It's just amazing. I can't guarantee it'll happen every time, because in order for the healing to happen, you have to be positive and open to it, and it will happen. And it's been happening almost every trip since I've been going there for the past, I don't know how many years now. But it seems like in recent years, it's like everyone who went on the trip got a healing, which was really wonderful. There was one lady a couple of years ago, for example. She sprained her ankle pretty badly in a hiking accident and was in a lot of pain. And I'll never forget her face after we did some prayers and meditation. Within about, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes, it was completely healed up, and she was able to walk around without pain. But it does happen quite a bit. And I guess for the future, once people realize that we have that spark of God within us and we can tie into it, then we can heal ourselves. And I think one of the things with the current medical profession in the United States and other countries is that you're going to see a lot of doctors and nurses who will be unfortunately dying off this time. Already in Canada, there's something like, I think, about 80 doctors who died as a result of the shot program. It's so sad. A lot of these doctors were young. in the prime of their life, and they took the shot. It's required by the hospitals and the medical associations up in Canada to get these shots, and they get these shots, and they're having health problems. A lot of them been passing away, and I think you're going to see that too as well here in the United States with the medical profession. And I was told that the medical profession itself will undergo a huge transformation, where it's kind of controlled by big pharma and big medical organizations, but a lot of alternative healing will be coming about. I'm sure you've all heard that there are cures for cancer and all kinds of other diseases out there, but they've been suppressed. But I think you'll see those coming out, because once the old school of medical system is gone, it'll open the door for a lot of really alternative healings to come about. And I'm excited for that too, for people. If you look at the history of healing or medical care in the United States here, it's an interesting history. Up until about 19, what year was it? 1910, 1920, homeopathy was part of the education of medicals of doctors here in the United States. And also, people used a lot of herbs and things to help their patients heal. And it was standard practice. But back in the beginning in the 20s, it was phased out of the medical school curriculum in the United States. And so Big Pharma took it over, which was petroleum-based, chemical-based, and it's been that way since. I'm not saying that Big Pharma doesn't have its place. I mean, I think certainly there's been a miracle with penicillin and all those miracle drugs after World War II that really helped people. But the homeopathy, I think, was a mistake to get rid of. I think there was a lot of good remedies out there, home-based remedies that can help people that have been kind of fallen by the wayside. And those will be coming back. Because people will need to find solutions for different medical and it's more than medical problems, it's spiritual problems as well. The Egyptians always said that every disease has a dis-ease. In other words, it has a spiritual cause for whatever happens to your body. And so it's important when I do readings, for example. People come to me for spiritual readings and psychic readings. And so I always like to look at what's the spiritual cause of whatever is going on. And it's interesting because in ancient Egypt, they said that every disease has a dis-ease. In other words, there's a spiritual reason for it. So if you can figure out what the spiritual reason is for a particular ailment or a spiritual problem, for example, you can really, really help people. We are shifting, and I'm also told that as we shift into the higher dimensions, when as we reach fifth dimension, which we shall reach in just a, it could be as little as even this year, we could shift into the fifth dimension. We'll be able to heal ourselves, and that won't that be an amazing time as well? And if you look at history, people at the time of Noah were living 800 years, 1,000 years. And what's interesting is that when most civilizations, human civilizations beyond this planet, live for at least 1,000 years, and sometimes for 25,000 years. Adama, for example, is about 25,000 years old. He's the spiritual leader of Telos in the Hollow Earth, and he's an amazing man. He's helped me in so many ways. But he's the one who said that, who's told me about the history. And because in advanced human civilizations beyond this planet, people live for at least 1,000 years, and sometimes for up to 20 or 25,000 years. Isn't that amazing? Adama himself, he says he was present here on this planet back when the Earth, the Atlantis was here. And he's familiar with what happened about 12,500 years ago. And what happened in Atlantis is very instructive as to what mistakes we should not make here on this planet. Back in the Atlantean times, they were a very advanced civilization. About 200,000 years ago, they had reached what they call their golden age. And during this time, when they reached their golden age, they had spacecraft, they had free energy, people were living a very long time, a very happy life. But there was a part of the population that turned to negativity and was started going down a dark side. By the time Atlantis destroyed itself 12,500 years ago, they had gone down a dark path where they were trying to control the entire planet. And what happened when that happened, when they were trying to control the whole planet, they were trying to control it with the use of nuclear weapons and crystalline weapons. And everything went, nothing worked. And then they ended up destroying much of the planet back then. There is a crystalline weapon used that's left over in the Bahamas, in the Bahama of Bimini. And what that does is that if the sunlight hits this crystal just right, it'll shoot off an energy off to a plane or a ship, for example, and force the ship or plane into the into another dimension in space and time. And there are many submarines and planes over the years which have been forced into other dimensions as a result of this weapon. Other alien groups outside of this planet have been wanting to come in and take advantage of that weapon and take it over, but so far no civilization's been able to get that yet. But anyway, it's because history can repeat itself. I think it's good for people to realize what happened during the Atlantean times. During the Atlantean times, they even had a vaccine that the Atlantean rulers was trying to get everyone to take to force them to be controlled. And it's a lot of the spirits today who were alive during the Atlantean time are back now. Some of them have made good choices and they're helping the planet out, which is wonderful. Some of them have not made good choices and are attempting to destroy us. And none of what these negative forces do will work. I know that. That's what I've been told. And the other thing too is that this is what is it? It's the seventh civilization. In other words, we've had six other civilizations before this one, which tried to bring us into the higher dimensions. We almost did it during the when President Kennedy was there. And President Kennedy was a great man. If he'd been allowed to carry on his programs, we would have been in the fifth dimension now for the last couple of decades. We would be exchanging ambassadors with many other extraterrestrial civilizations, and it would be just an amazing life. We would have free energy. People would be living for at least 1,000 or more years. It would be a wonderful, it would be a paradise on Earth. That's what Earth is supposed to be, a paradise on Earth. Of course, as people know, his life was cut short back in 1963. But because it is our destiny to ascend into the higher dimensions, we are doing that now. And you know the old saying, if you don't succeed at first, then try again. So so we're trying it now, and we are starting to ascend. This is the closest we've ever gotten to the ascension, and I mean to fully going into the higher dimensions. It's just a matter of time now, my friends, when we do shift into the higher dimensions. And I guess the lesson is for people to remain strong, be positive, and think good things for the future. As one of those things, as we shift into the higher dimensions, things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false as well. So, this is a time of truth, and it applies to politicians, to everybody here on the planet. And whatever they're really thinking of, that will come out now, and you'll see that more and more. The truth about what our government's been doing and everything else will be very visible to people in right now and in the coming years. And some people, however, want to stay with the old programs and stay with the old negativity, and that's their free will and if a free choice. And if they want to stay with negative things, they can. But Mother Earth, Gaia, if you will, doesn't want them here anymore, and she wants them to leave. For many of those negative people, they will be going off to a negative planet, a negative Earth-like planet in the third dimension. And that planet now has already been created. It's actually on the other side of this solar system in the same orbital path as this planet, and they're going there. Negative entities like George Bush Sr. is there, Adolf Hitler's there, Joseph Stalin is there. Negative people, negative entities have gone to that planet already, and they will be given a chance to ascend, but they're going to have to wait one Mayan Ketun cycle, which is 25,800 years. I've talked about this before, but it takes 25,800 years for this planet and this solar system to go around the central sun of this universe. And every time it does that, there's an ascension, or an ascension cycle, if you will, for where the people living on the planet can ascend to the higher dimensions. So this is what's going on. We are headed toward that right now. And as President Kennedy told me over a year ago, leave no neighbor behind. Try to bring as many people along as possible. So that's what I've been doing on my program. But you have to be careful nowadays, because there are negative elements out there who try to like to derail us and get us off track so we don't ascend. But hang in there. The rewards are well worth it. And especially, it'll be good for our children and our children's children, because we were meant to live happy and free, and to live in harmony and peace, and not to be fighting all the time, and not to be negative and warlike. The civilizations, there have been human civilizations outside of this planet who were just like Earth, and they ended up on a negative time path where they ended up having a war. They ended up destroying themselves. The Pleiadians themselves had a civil war among their peoples 52,000 years ago. That's when I came here, two Mayan Ketun cycles ago. And when they were at when that happened, that's when I left. And I was part of a settlement team who came to planet Earth, and part of my mission was to help with the ascension of this planet. And most of us here on this planet are from the Pleiades, actually. And they look just like us. They're humans, except they're just in a higher dimension. They're in the fifth dimension. So, and as we shift into the fourth and fifth dimension in the next year or two, actually, it's moving quite fast. We will be able to see them, interact with them physically, because we'll both be in the same dimension. Already, I talked about this with P. and Cullen this morning. Already, if you look up in the sky, you can see so many spacecraft, unidentified flying objects, UFOs, if you will. But if you look up in the sky, you'll see so many spacecraft everywhere, and they're there, and they're there to help us. The only thing is that there's not going to be a savior from them to save us, because we have to save ourselves. We've all come here on this planet to learn lessons so that we can ascend. And the Earth is like a big school, and for many of us, we will graduate, if you can call it that, to the higher dimensions. So it's an exciting time to be alive, my friends, and I know that we're going to make it this time. Sure, we have challenges ahead of us, but no matter when if you make a decision, always trust your heart mind. That's what P. and Cullen talked about this morning. They talked about that as well. And so it's always a good idea to trust your heart mind, whatever you do. Your logical mind is part third dimension, and it's part of the old third dimensional construct of doing things. Logic will still have a place in the higher dimensions, but if there's any conflict between your heart mind and your logical mind, the heart mind will win out, and I guarantee you'll follow that. As my friend Albert Einstein has told me many times, love is the most powerful and important force in the world. And if people follow their heart mind, they can accomplish anything and do anything. The Beatles were right, of course. All you need is love. At the beginning of my shows, I always play that beautiful song. dedicated. It's actually dedicated, the water song dedicated to Dr. Masaru Emoto. And it's in Japanese, but they also talk about in the song about the power of love. But love can conquer anything. And and if you look at miracles, miracles are things that happen that we don't understand, but there is a logical explanation for it if you understand it. When I was given a new heart some years ago, I've been working a lot, and they said that I was wearing myself out, and I needed a new heart. I needed some new eyesight too. And so when they did that, I'm sure there's an explanation for it from a medical perspective on how they did it, but I know that God helped me do that, and God can help you with many different things. One thing that Mahatma Gandhi taught me years ago was that if you want to change the world, be the change that you wish to see in the world. In other words, if you want to make a change in the world, make the change within yourself first. There's a huge split happening right now, as I know people know, between those who want to ascend and those who don't. And this program is the purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and help people find the right paths for them to choose the ascension. Because if you miss this boat, if you miss this chance at ascension, you will get another chance, but it'll be 25,800 years from now, which is quite a long time to wait. So there are so many opportunities right now to learn, and my spirits on the other side tell me that the earth is like a big school where you learn things sometimes the hard way here. But it's a big learning school, and if you can learn those lessons, you'll be able to ascend and move on. If you don't want to learn, or you don't want to learn those lessons, you end up coming back and you're repeating a class, for example, or repeating a class till you get it. People I've talked to, I've heard about people, of course, that commit suicide. Unfortunately, many people who do commit suicide, they have to come back and repeat all of their lessons all over again. And suicide just ends the physical existence, but it doesn't end the spiritual existence because you still have to come back and do that all over again. So I have a mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to spirits on the other side, as well as benevolent extraterrestrials. And I've been doing this now for how many years? Something close to 30 years, something like that. I come from a psychic family where it was normal to talk to the other side. So for me, I live in the higher dimensions as much as possible. And soon everyone will also be in the higher dimensions now. As people shift into these higher dimensions, it'll become quite common for people to telepathically communicate. So that if you come home after a long day and you've got a family, right, and your spouse asks you, "Well, how was your day, honey? Did you have a nice day?" And you want to put on a good face, you say, "Oh, it was a wonderful day," when really it was a terrible day. That your spouse will be able to read your mind instantaneously and say, "Oh, you're not telling the truth. You had a crappy day." And it's the same with politicians too. Politicians who lie to people now, and I'm sure there's plenty of examples out there. People will be able just to look at them and say, "Up, oh, you're not telling the truth." And why don't you tell us the truth? And that goes back to this new age of the fifth dimension, fourth and fifth dimensions, is a time of truth where the truth will come out no matter what it is. And remember too, there's a lot more beyond the fourth and fifth dimensions. The fifth dimension is not an end-all place, but a stopping point, a brief, it's not a stopping point, but it's a waylay to all the other dimensions, because there's actually 12 different dimensions, with the 12th dimension being the supreme being. Now, I've asked my galactic friends what happens when we shift into this new fifth dimensional state. I've been told that all the other dimensions will shift one dimension higher, so that third dimension will become fourth dimension will become fifth, and all the way up till the 12th dimension, where the supreme being now resides, the entity, the loving being who created all that there is, that 12th dimension will go to the 13th dimension. And it's a little hard to get your mind around this, but that's what I've been told what will happen. In the chakra system, I have good friends of mine, Carolyn and Jerry White, who are Auras and chakras. They've been on my show before. They've explained it that we currently have. I'd have loved. I should have them on the so my next show to talk about this. But we currently have like 7 or 8 different chakras, power points, in our bodies. Well, once we shift into this higher dimension, we will have an additional chakra called a diamond-shaped chakra at about the 8th or 9th or even 10th dimension. And already they're seeing that in their aura photography. What they do, they have this really cool photography where they take a picture of someone, and right on top they'll have like a diamond-shaped chakra above the crown chakra. And that's been happening now, and they think that's part of the new fifth dimension, that's happening. People often ask me, well, why is there evil on planet Earth? Why do we have to deal with darkness? And one of the reasons, Earth is an experiment, and it's an experiment that in order to know light, you have to know dark. In order to know the color red, for example, you have to see different other colors like green and purple and yellow and white. And so evil was introduced as an experiment on planet Earth, as a way for people to hopefully choose the right path. Toward peace and harmony rather than negativity and war. Unfortunately, the negative forces have gotten way out of hand on this planet, and the negativity is even starting to affect the fifth dimension. And you have that factor, plus my galactic friends say that there are many spirits on this planet, many benevolent beings who are stuck from the higher 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th dimensions. And are stuck on this planet, and because the Earth is, like many say, is like a prison planet where people get stuck here in this endless round of karma over and over and over again. And so it's our duty to try to bring as many people as we can in this challenging time into the higher dimensions. And we're doing it. You know, it's not easy. We're facing a lot of challenges right now, but I know things will get better. Because the entire planet is shifting. One of the things my Pleiadian friends told me, they said that this month would be a game changer. And the month would start, it would start being a game changer on October 22nd. And during that day, according to my good friend, Dr. Michelle Peel, the whole planet changed from the old third dimensional energy of Hertzian frequency to a new scalar energy. And when it shifted, it's shifting now. Into that scalar energy that will be part of this new fifth dimensional planet. And as it's part of this new fifth dimensional planet, all the negativity and things that we have on this planet will disappear because Mother Earth doesn't want them anymore. There's a clear separation going on right now. And for people that want to choose the darkness and stick with the darkness, all you can do is wish them well and try to give them suggestions on going into the higher dimensions. But beyond that, that's all you can do. You can just show them the way as best as you can, and if they choose the darkness, that's something you cannot interfere with their free will. The Earth is an experiment. It's an experiment in dark versus light, and the different energies. It's also an experiment in free will too. Other planets do not have the free will that we do, and everything is predetermined. And everything is tightly controlled. There's a reason why the dark forces on this planet want to control people, and that's because of the kinds of negative influences affecting them as well. The negative influences are from a civilization called the reptilians, among others, and they have no free choice within their own society, within their own species. Everything is predetermined. And controlled. The other thing is that so this kind of planet where there's free will is something completely different from many other planets in this universe. The other distinguishing thing about planet Earth is that it's a water planet. A water planet is a relatively rare as well. And the other thing that my galactic friends tell me that is that everything on this planet came from somewhere else. Elephants came from somewhere else. Dolphins and whales came from Sirius B, the watery planet. We came from Lyra. Humans here came from Lyra. But each race of humans on this planet came from somewhere else. in this universe. Black people in Africa came from African Americans came from the Andromeda Galaxy. The Andromeda Galaxy people in the Andromeda Galaxy actually have blue skin, and when they came here to settle the Earth, over the millennia, the sunlight from our sun, which was different from their sun in Andromeda is blue. It's a blue sun, so people have blue skin. Isn't that interesting? So here we have a different sun, and over the millennia, of course, the skin colors turns dark. Many Asian people came from Marduk, which was a super planet beyond in the asteroid belt area of this solar system. They came here many millennia ago, came to China, and then they spread out from there. American Indians are from still yet another part of the universe. So you've got all these different people with all these different historical backgrounds, all these races. So it's really the planet Earth is like a huge melting pot where you've got all these different peoples from all these different parts of the universe. And it goes beyond that. If you look at the plant and animal kingdom, there are plants here. They are all from somewhere else. For example, there's a tree called the Madrona tree in the Pacific Northwest. I'm familiar with it, where the tree itself has this bark that you can just kind of peel off, and the bark itself is the tree itself is from Mars, and the reason why it has a reddish color, it grew up, it evolved on that planet, was brought here by the survivors from Marduk, which is blown up by the reptilians. Oh, I don't know. It must have been at least, half a million years ago, maybe more than that. I'm not sure. It was a long time ago. But all of the different plants and animals and life forms here on this planet are all from somewhere else, and we're from somewhere else too. So we're the ultimate melting pot of the universe. Of course, the reptilians are also another species here, and you can see that in our snakes and lizards in the reptile kingdom as well. They're all from different parts of the universe. So the Earth is really quite an amazing place when you think about it. And it's got so much to learn. But we're all here from somewhere else. If you once you understand that kind of history, you kind of have it leaves you in awe and a greater appreciation for this planet, because there's very few other planets like this in this universe. There are Earth-like water planets, but none of them have the diversity that this planet does. The other thing that's happened over the millennia is that we have been tinkered with genetically 22 times by different alien races. And because we've been tinkered with so many times, like the Anunnaki, for example, wanted to turn us into a slave species, so they shut down many of our DNA strands. I can't remember how many DNA strands we've got, maybe 12 or even 20, but many of those DNA strands are completely shut down. And what our Earth scientists say is that they are junk DNA, that they don't have any useful purpose. Well, that's totally wrong. They have a purpose, and once we realize that these DNA strands, once these DNA strands are flipped on, the entire humanity on this planet will become like gods and goddesses, and will be able to do many amazing things. One thing Zora has said about the Bible actually was altered. And he said, there's a passage, a famous passage he said from Jesus that said something like, you can become like me with even greater powers," or something like that. I think he's absolutely right on that. We have the ability to do all kinds of amazing things. And one of the things that happened during the Atlantean times is that they were originally a Pleiadian colony who came here to Earth to populate here, and the colony itself split into two. The benevolent positive ones went out to the middle of the Pacific Ocean and founded Lemuria, and the other one, the negatively oriented group, went to the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and founded Atlantis there. Now, Atlantis, a couple hundred thousand years ago, was on a good track, their golden age about 200,000 to 300,000 years ago, and then they went off on a negative tangent, as you know, and destroyed much of the planet 12,500 years ago. But the Lemurians were very spiritual people, and the Lemurians could do everything that the Atlanteans could do, but without technology. They didn't need artificial intelligence. They didn't need technology. They had space travel. They had all this stuff, but they did it through a spiritual way. And the Lemurians, of course, were very loving and beautiful people. Their main center, believe it or not, was in Maui. And if you go to Maui, there's a mountain there at the very, very top. And if you're able to get a guide to get you up there, it's a fascinating place because there are steps from the top of that mountain that lead down the top of this mountain on Maui. Those steps are about 12,500 years old. That's from habitation when Lemuria was in existence. Now I have time traveled back to Lemuria. Wow, what a beautiful place. It was so such a shining example of what we can accomplish here on this planet. But those days are returning, and I know we're going to be able to get that back eventually. It's going to take some time, but during this time of what I would call time of troubles and challenges here on the planet, always trust your heart mind. And people have a heart mind which is like 2,000 times more powerful than their logical mind. And so whatever decision you have to make in life, always trust your heart mind and go with your intuition, because you'll never make a wrong mistake there. There are negative entities out there, as people know, who wanted to get us off our spiritual path. And for that's the reason I always recommend people give themselves lots of protection every day. And what they need is spiritual protection. It's kind of like spiritual hygiene, like brushing your teeth every day. And you can get that too. And I'm going to share some techniques with you now to give yourself spiritual protection. When you wake up in the morning or before you go to bed at night, I always cover myself with a cone of white light. And white light is God's most perfect color because it contains actually all the different colors of the rainbow. And what I always add is a purple color from Saint Germain as well. If you need a healing, you might want to add, or a spiritual healing, you might want to add a yellow, golden yellow color to help heal yourself, or green, which is good for healing. If you're a little confused about your soul purpose and would like some help with that, you can also cover yourself in a blue color. Deep blue is blue signifies the purpose of your life. So it's all these different colors have different spiritual meanings. So when you get up in the morning or before you go to bed at night, cover yourself with a cone of white light. You might want to add some other colors to it too, like purple for Saint Germain, beautiful spirit from Mount Shasta. And as well as other colors as well. Once you do that, then what I do is I visualize putting a series of mirrors around myself facing outward to deflect any negativity. And if you have like a family or pets, a home, whatever you like, you can put the underneath this umbrella of this cone. And then once you do that, then and put a series of mirrors around you facing outward, what I always do is that I always visualize a cone of a shield of lead, and I make it as large as possible. Recently, I've been putting in 9,000 miles of lead. I started out some years ago with like 12 inches of lead, and I realized that wasn't it was better to have better protection. So you visualize this lead around you, and the lead keeps out negative entities, so they cannot come in and take you over. The final thing that I do is I ask all my guardian angels, including Archangel Michael, a wonderful warrior spirit, to protect me. And he's got a great sword on his shield, so I ask him for his protection. And finally, I say the HU, which is a meditation technique. I put my hand in my heart, and it goes like this: HU. It's the HU in human. I do that three times: HU. And one more time. And the meditation technique, I do it three times because this is what Nikola Tesla has recommended. I've spoken to him before. He says the power of the universe is the power of three, 3, 6, 9, 12. So if you really want to have something to have emphasis, if you do it spiritually, like a spiritual protection, say it three times and say the HU three times. And finally, I ask that to be put in place for the next 24 hours. The spirits, you could ask for lifetime protection. You could always ask for lifetime protection, but what I do is I always ask for 24 hours. They like it in 24-hour increments. You could either do it 12 or 24. And if you do it for 24 hours and you repeat it every night or every day at the same time, it kind of repeats itself day in and day out. And it does work. It really, really does help. And you're protected completely by angels, and so that nothing can harm you. And you can talk now. I can see there's some light coming in my left side of my face. That's kind of cool. But that's angelic light, my friends, for the protection. One thing that's happening, all of the negative entities on this planet are being forced off the planet because the energy of planet Earth is going extremely high right now. And by the end of the month, which is now just a few days away, the negative extraterrestrials will be all forced off. They will not be able to stay on planet Earth much longer. A secondary question is, what happens to the humans that have been working with them? They'll be gone too. They'll be here for another year or two, maybe. But beyond that, they won't be allowed to stay any longer. Now, if you're a negative extraterrestrial and you want to stay on this planet to cause us more harm, what do? You really have only two choices. You can either you leave. You have to leave. They're forcing you out, or you can try to stay. And the way they stay is by going into a human host, a human body. And one of the things that's happened, unfortunately, with the SHOT program is that many people have lost their souls. When people take this, but you can get your souls back, and I'll explain that briefly now. If people take the shot, their souls leave in a Fibonacci sequence from their body, and as they leave, it takes a number of months. But after a while, after 5 or 6 months, their soul leaves completely, and they're kind of like a biological entity. It's kind of like the Borg. Remember the Borg on Star Trek, where they had. They were basically machine AI, this weird life form. You will be a simulator. Remember that quote from Star Trek? Anyway, you basically have a biological container. What they can they that's what the grays and the reptilians call as biological containers, without a soul. So a negative soul, a negative entity can come into your body and take you over. If you've noticed people who've taken the shot, many times, oftentimes their personalities will change. And they'll become quite negative. And they become quite negative because their soul is no longer there and a negative entity has moved in. Brand new house, come in to stay there. And they're attempting to stay here on this planet. I don't think the supreme being, the creator of all that there is in this planet, will allow that to happen. But that's what they do. And so people have to be aware of that. If you have friends or family around you who are acting strangely and they're not doesn't seem to be their self anymore and they've taken the shot, that's probably what has happened. You can get help for that. I have a free remedy sheet, which I'm ha very happy to send anyone who needs it. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can write me at outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. I'm happy to send it to everyone. But there is a prayer that you can do to help heal yourself and get your soul back if you've taken the shot. And it goes something like this. You count down from 5 to 1 or 10 to 1, and you can count down from 5 to 1 and say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then you snap your fingers and say, if you're for a woman, you say from the goddess within me, and for a man, you say from the God within me. I ask and politely command the supreme being to please heal me from any shot in the shedding. And then you say, I am now completely healed and I know it to be true. And then snap your fingers and you say, I know it to be true with conviction. That draws upon the inner God within you, and it does help, can really help you get your soul back, help you heal, make you feel much better. And I've seen people spontaneously feel much better and heal as well with those kinds of very simple prayers, very simple techniques. And my sheets that I'm happy to send anyone explain that further. There's a lot of really good medical doctors out there doing research, like Dr. Lee Merritt. in Iowa and other really excellent medical doctors on inexpensive remedies as well that can help you. So if you'd like a sheet of that, it's free. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can send it to outofthisworld radio at protonmail.com. I'm happy to send it to anyone who asks. It is the destiny of this planet to live in peace and harmony. It is the destiny of this planet for people to be happy. It is the destiny of this planet to love each other, to live in a state of bliss, to do things you like to do, to help each other, to be service to others and not service to self. It is all the destiny of this planet to be a positive and happy planet. Unfortunately, we're in a war right now. We're in a war of the minds. We're in the war between light and dark, between good and bad, between evil and the light forces. But the light forces are winning, and you have to remain strong. And I know we're going to get through this. We are getting help. People have expressed their concern with me about the about, of course, the possible war in the Ukraine, and the possible use of nuclear weapons. The Biden fake government has said they're getting ready for hazmat suits in New York and for radiation exposure and stuff like that. It's none of it's going to happen. It's fear porn because the Galactics have said they will not allow us to destroy ourselves and commit suicide in a nuclear war. And they will disable and destroy any weapons fired by Biden fired at Ukraine or vice versa. They will not let it happen. Absolutely not let it happen. And but during the Cold War in the 60s and 70s, all the way up into the early 90s, before the Soviet Union disintegrated, there were over a dozen or more times when either a Russian Soviet general or an American general hit the launch button on one of the nuclear missiles on either the United States or Russia, and that missile was scrambled and disabled by the Galactics and or the Pleiadians who are part of the Galactics. And they're not going to let that happen to us here either. They back in what the Japanese call their 311 Fukushima in 2011, March of 2011. There was, of course, the Fukushima happened and a lot of things there. And there was, as a result of that, there was a huge plume of radioactivity coming across the Pacific from Fukushima. It contained 10 times more radiation than all the bombs dropped since World War II, since Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And what's interesting is that I went off to the coast of Washington near Seattle, and I took samples of the waters there off the ocean in the salt water, and I had them sent off to several laboratories. And when I got the results back, the radiation, which was coming from Fukushima, completely had gone. And the scientists didn't know how to explain it. Well, I did contact my Pleiadian and galactic friends, and they explained it to me that they weren't going to let us kill ourselves with radiation from Fukushima. And they had cleaned up something like 99.9999% of the ocean. They have left a little bit of radiation around Fukushima as a reminder not to use nuclear technology here on this planet. But they're not going to let us kill ourselves, believe me. And they're there to help us. And just like with the nuclear warheads, with this war that Biden and company are trying to get going in the Ukraine to destroy us, they're not going to let it happen. That doesn't mean, however, that we should sit back, and do nothing. But because we've still got work to do to both work on ourselves to make this planet a better place, to spread love and light as much as possible, and peace and harmony, and treat each other with love and kindness and be of service to others. But we still need to do of course, all that kind of work. But the bottom line is that the negatives, that they're not going to let us commit suicide, basically. They are going to step in. That's an exception to the rule of free will in this part of the universe, under cosmic law, if you will, that they have the authority, and they've been given that authority by the Supreme Being, the creator of all that there is here on this planet, to come in and and stop any kind of suicidal action like that. So I don't want you to don't listen to the fear porn on the mainstream media talking about this, because it's just not going to happen. Devote instead your attentions to world peace, to spreading peace and harmony as much as possible. I don't see this administration lasting much longer. I thought that he would be gone by now, but he's still there. And this is true for other countries as well, including Trudeau in Canada and the Australian government as well. Generally speaking, negative governments don't last that long. In the scheme of things, they last a relatively short time. They can inflict a lot of damage in that time. And they always seem to be a bigger problem than they actually are. But no matter what they do, they can't stop this ascension, because we're backed by God, and God and many there are so many different benevolent civilizations from other planets outside of Earth watching us now to see what we do. I was at Shasta a few months ago and had a wonderful time. And one night I remember at Mount Shasta taking this air mattress, a huge air mattress. It was fun. And sleeping on the air mattress that night, stayed up real late and had a binoculars, which were infrared binoculars, and night vision goggles, and just looking up at the sky, and it looked like a freeway. It looked like the Los Angeles freeway during rush hour. There were so many ships flying everywhere, and my first thought was, God, I hope nobody has an accident. And I wonder what happens when they do. But there were just so many ships up there, and they're all watching us now to see what kind of decisions we make. I know that this planet is slated for ascension, and they're actually, I know the benevolents are listening today too, and because it provides a slice of what's going on here in real time about what's happening here on planet Earth. The Pleiadians and the Galactics will show themselves in a couple of years after we've completed our ascension into the fifth dimension. And I know that the people of Telos as well, from Mount Shasta, will show themselves as well on the surface, because we'll both be in the more or less the same dimensions at that point. And when we will be completely astounded. The human species, the human race, is a fairly common species throughout the universe, and we are everywhere. We started out in a constellation called Lyra, and since that time, we've gone all over the universe. But there are many, of course, different skin colors according to our race, according to the species, according to the color of our sun. In this galaxy, we have a sun that's golden yellow. On other galaxies, it's different. The Andromeda Galaxy has a blue sun, so people have blue skin, but they're just like us otherwise. So it takes some, but if you look at different peoples on this planet, we all came from somewhere else, and we're meant to live in a beautiful and a beautiful place full of love and light and harmony. The other thing too, of people, I want people to remember is that when this is all done, and we've ascended, and we've created basically a paradise here on Earth, it'll be home to other races and other species as well, and we will be living in harmony and peace, even with the reptilians, I'm told, and the greys as well. Now, won't that be an interesting experience? And once that happens in the future, this planet will be a model for the rest of planets in this solar system, in this galaxy, and in this universe, as a model for all species and races in this universe to live as one. Because the current fighting that we've had, the ongoing war that we've had versus dark and light, different species between our own human species and these other extraterrestrial negative groups, we're really all one, aren't we? We all come from God. And so we have a brotherhood or sisterhood, depending upon you look at it, how you look at it, of oneness. And that has yet to be realized between the negative ETs and the positive ETs. I'm sure the positive ETs recognize that, but the negative ETs probably, I know they haven't. But we need each other, and we were all created for a reason. on this planet, in this universe. And I'm looking forward to the day when we can do that. If we can live in peace and harmony on this planet with all these different peoples and races and cultures, we can live in harmony and peace throughout the universe with all kinds of other races and species as well. And so that's our challenge now. And that's why right now we are at a pivotal road in human evolution. I've talked to Nostradamus at length about this, and he said that this is truly a pivotal time in human history. But there are some good things. Nostradamus is here. I'd like to convey some messages from him today. And one of the things he said is that under one timeline, the United States and many other countries were supposed to be blown up by a nuclear war by the year 2005. It's now 2022. There was no nuclear war. And the reason why there was no nuclear war, because all of us pushed for peace back in remember the peace movements in the 60s and the Vietnam War in the 70s, and then the 80s and 90s was a peace movement against using of nuclear weapons. And remember when Ronald Reagan told Mikhail Gorbachev at the end of his term, "Mr. Gorbachev, take down this wall," referring to the Berlin Wall. Well, that all had a positive effect. And it took us away from a timeline of war, nuclear war, where much of the planet would have been destroyed. The Pleiadians have a very important point on that. And they say that 52,000 years ago, 64 million people in the Pleiades constellation were just utterly destroyed by a nuclear war. They had a civil war. And since that time, of course, they have evolved to beautiful spiritual beings. They love us dearly. They're now in the fifth dimension. Fifth, sixth dimension, mostly fifth. And they don't want us, they honestly don't want us to go through the same turmoil and grief that we went through before in ascending. And so they're doing everything they can to help us. And I want to thank them so much for doing that. Since November 2018, when Paradise in Malibu, California, were completely destroyed by negative elements. Those weren't normal fires. Those were particle beam weapons used against those poor people. And I know Don and Doug used to live in the Paradise area, and they have their own stories to tell. But anyway, it was a very tough time for people. But they have been bombarding planet Earth with high energy waves of very positive love and light to us all. Not only helping us to wake up, but also helping us to heal and to make right choices regarding the ascension. This kind of event, where we shift from third dimension to fourth and then fifth in a matter of just a few years, has never been done before in this galaxy, in this universe. Just never been done. That's why if you look up in the sky, get some good infrared night vision goggles, and you can look up in the sky. You will see so many ships. It's like the Los Angeles freeway during rush hour. It's just incredibly packed. And you all kind of wonder. I looked at this at this summer, and I said to myself, I wonder how many accidents they have where a ship runs into another one. But they're everywhere up there, and they're all watching us to see what kind of decisions we make. Life is precious here. Each soul here chose to be here at this time to learn a particular lesson or many different lessons. And so it's not it's and but there weren't enough bodies to go around for all of us to be here, because there are many more souls who wanted to be here that couldn't be here. And so it's a privilege to be here, not a right. And the coming years are amazing times for humanity. We're all part of history. And in the future, your children or children's children and many generations to come will ask you what they will all ask you, what were you doing during the ascension? And so it's kind of like for the World War II generation of my parents were a part of, I always like to ask, well, what were you doing, Dad, during World War II, or mom, or whatever? And people will be asking people living now, what were you doing during the ascension? So it'll be the same kinds of questions during this momentous time in human history. And many books, I'm sure, will be written about it too from an historical perspective on what the SHOT program and all the other things that the negatives tried to do to try to stop our ascension. So it's a very special time in human history. And we all chose to be here at this time. Things will will get better, I guarantee it. But like I said before, I've been here 52,000 years, and I guess I'm patient. Everybody who's on this earth, they have to be tough, because of all the planets in this universe to affect any positive change, Earth is the hardest one. Absolutely. This planet is the toughest one to try to make any positive change, to try to wake people up. But we're doing it in spite of what's going on. And I want people to remember that. President Kennedy's fondest wish, he told me, was to bring as many people along as you can, in this time of troubles. So I'm doing the best I can with this show to bring as many people as possible and try to get them wake up. But you can only do so much for people if they don't want to change and they don't want to become a part of the new earth. And for that's fine, because this is a free will planet and God respects that. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't force them to drink. That's an old saying in the Western United States, and it's the same way here too. Spiritually, you can point out alternatives to people, but you shouldn't make them go into any one particular way. All you can do is suggest to them. I think a lot more people are going to need some time to ascend, and there's a big separation now between those who want to ascend and those who don't. But I know good times are coming for humanity, and I want people just to fasten their seat belts and be prepared, because there are a lot of good things happening. And remember too, even if you're facing challenges and things are kind of tough, the white light is always stronger than the dark. So no matter what you do, there are good things ahead of us for all of us, and you always have to trust your heart mind, which is something like 2,000 times more powerful than your logical mind. And by the way, on that note, in the SHOT program, there's so many people and young children as well being hit with heart attacks and strokes from myocarditis. That's of the heart. That's inflammation of the heart. And the reason why the negatives in the SHOT program are attacking the heart is because if they attack the heart, isn't that interesting? So they get rid of the heart, they get rid of one of your abilities to use intuition to think, and which is really a shame, because the heart mind is the most powerful part of your body. It's much more powerful than the logical mind. And if you tie into the heart mind, you can tie into God as well, because we're all beautiful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world and to be service to others, not service to self. Yeah, it's a planet where you learn lessons every day. It's a big earth school. You can learn lessons here that you cannot learn in the spiritual world, I'm told. And so all of us volunteered to be here at this point. All of us signed up for this experience. And no matter what you're doing, no matter what race or country you're from, no matter what language you speak, as President Kennedy is telling me now, please know that we are all one, truly, with the Supreme Being. And if you realize that we are all one, that we all have the spark of the Supreme Being within us, you'll stop fighting each other. You'll start blaming each other for everything. You'll realize that if you hurt others, you're just hurting yourself, because we all have that spark of the Supreme Being within us. So I want people to. President Kennedy said that you're doing well. When I first started talking, better than you think. When I first started talking to him back in when was it? It was 2014, 15? Yeah, 15, somewhere around 14, 15. He said that the world was like, there were pockets of planet Earth which had these bright white lights coming from it. And he said eventually that entire planet would become one big bright white ball of light. And that is starting to happen now. Believe it or not, it really is. In spite of all the challenges we're facing, it's starting to happen now. And eventually, when this ascension process is over with, it was just a few years away, the entire planet will become a growing bright light in the universe, and it'll be the brightest light, the brightest spiritual planet of this entire universe. Earth, this planet right now will be, because of all the crap we've gone through and all the lessons we've learned. We are all powerful spiritual beings on this planet, meant to create a much better and happier planet, and we are starting to create that kind of planet right now. No matter where you are on this planet, please know that we are all one, and to know to stay strong, because the negatives are trying to instigate a war in the Ukraine, which will fail. The negatives are still trying to divide us. Even with the elections coming up, they divide us with the Republican and Democratic labels. I don't know about you, but well, I live here in the States, of course, and I always vote for the best person. I don't pay attention to party lines. So people should get the way that way as well. I have questions whether the elections will be fully held this time. The problems I have with the elections here in the United States is that we still have Dominion voting in many places, and we all know there's a lot of problems with Dominion voting. The election systems here in the US still haven't been cleaned up. There's voting fraud right now. I've heard stories about it down in Arizona. They're trying to stuff ballots right now, even. It's not a perfect system, but it's the only system we've got, and it's a system I think we should try hard and work hard to make it even better. Most people want to live in a happy, harmonious planet. And in the future, I'm told that politicians or people, our so-called leaders, will be chosen not so much on the number of votes they get in a particular area, but rather they'll be chosen on what kind of spiritual qualities they have for helping each other and helping humanity. Won't that be interesting? Native American, a lot of beautiful Native American tribes had, like, they would all meet in a circle, and there wasn't exactly one leader. I mean, the term chief was given to Indian tribes by settlers coming in, but they really, a lot of times they didn't have a chief, and actually many tribes were matrilineal. They were female-based lineage. So I think we're going to get to that point. Nostradamus told me many years ago that he didn't see the kind of government we have now. Instead, it would be a council kind of government where everyone would be chosen on they would be chosen on their spiritual qualities. And so, won't that be an amazing time? And many Native American tribes today, even, they're much more based on mediation and conciliation to get along with each other, and they don't think of themselves individuals so much, but rather part of a larger group. And I think we'll have that same kind of consciousness as we shift into the fifth dimension, because we'll be thinking about others more than we do ourselves. There was a time, of course, in our evolution where people were taught to think of yourself first, but that's going by the wayside now as love takes over our tract for evolution, and we all have a responsibility here to make this world a better place. All of us are like snowflakes, or like Dr. Emoto has shown, we're all different, beautiful, like little water crystals, each one unique. Each one, there's no one else. If you look at yourself in the mirror, there's no one else like you in the entire universe. And you all have a special purpose and reason for being here right now. And one of the things I do is I help people find their soul purpose. One of the things I've seen over the years in nearly 30 years of doing readings is that if people meditate and go within to the inner God, you'll always find the answers for everything, including your soul purpose. It took me decades to find mine. But what I did is that I did a lot of soul searching some years ago. I did some deep meditation and then ended up back in Atlantis 12,500 years ago. My purpose was to make this world a better place. Myself and many other light workers tried to turn the tide during the Atlantean conflict to make this planet a better place and keep away from the what was then the maritime industrial complex during the Atlantean times, before we blew ourselves up. But we failed. Unfortunately, we failed. But we're all back again. It's like some Shakespearean play where we all have our parts to play. So we're all having that right now to try and make this world a better place. So in your own way, try to do that every day. If you see someone on the street, for example, who's poor, destitute, down and out, give them some words of encouragement, or give them some love and light. I know they'll appreciate it. In the spirit world, it's not so much the big things you do, but often the smallest things you do. And I'll give you an example of that. I had a Canadian friend of mine. He was a retired lawyer now, named Garnet Schultheiser. And he for many years he practiced up in Calgary, Alberta. Big corporate law firm, earned a lot, millions of dollars for his firm. And but his guides came to him one day because he was wondering, to make this world a better place. He's a good guy. And anyway, his guides came, his angels came to him, and they said, "Garnet, the most important thing you ever did in helping others was to help a homeless lady who sat next to you on a park bench in Calgary, Alberta, downtown Calgary, in the middle of a spring day. It was warm then, and you sat down, and she was down and out, homeless, and you gave her some suggestions, good suggestions about social service agencies, about some churches to help her, social community groups to get her feet back on the road again, and get some classes, education." And she took your advice to her heart, and he was very supportive. I saw her a couple times. And she went back to school and met a wonderful man and had a family and got a career going and had a wonderful life after that. And she contacted him many years ago, later, and said, "You know, Garnet, the most important thing you ever did for me or anybody else on this planet was that half 30 minutes that you spent with me talking to me about making this planet world a better place and give me strength to improve my life and get out of the rut that I've fallen into." And that was amazing. And this is a fellow, like I said, that had done all these things at this law firm, but it wasn't the money that he made for his law firm. It was the fact that he'd helped this person in a genuinely loving and kind way through with his heart. And she was able to turn her way around completely. And so for all the decisions that you make regarding the ascension, do all of your make all of your decisions through your heart mind if possible, because that's the most powerful way to do it. The heart mind, there's a heart mind, is also a logical mind. The logical mind in third dimension is part of third dimension. But the heart mind is something like 2,000 times more powerful than the heart mind. So if you do things through your heart, through intuition, you'll never make a mistake. And through it all, I know we're going to get through this. And this is like the darkest hour now, just before dawn. I know we're going to get through this and create a much better and happier planet. This is why we're here. This is why we put up with everything as long as we have to make the right choices to make this world a much better and happier place. It's not about, of course, we need money to live. You know, I understand that, pay bills, whatever. But it's a lot more than making money. A lot of people are in careers today, where they may earn a lot of money, but they're not happy in their jobs. But if you're in that situation, take some time, meditate, go out in nature, and meditate as to what you really want to do with yourself and how you want to focus on things, to make this world a better place. And if your job fulfills you in that sense, then great. But if it doesn't, I think it'd be good for you to look elsewhere. There's an old book that's probably 30 years old called What Color Is My Parachute? And basically it's an old employment book, and it helps people determine what their skills are for different things. If you like working with little children, maybe you should become a school teacher, which is always fun. If you like animals, maybe you should work in an animal shelter or become a veterinarian and help heal animals in that way. But everyone has a niche, everyone has a purpose. Before you came into this life, people, you sit around, it's very interesting, and I've gotten these details from my dad, who's on the other side. After you pass on, you generally have a meeting with your guides and God, if you will, on you go through a life review, first off, and a life review is where you look at all the actions you did from your perspective, and also everyone you've ever touched or interacted with. After that, you work out a life plan with your guides and angels and God. God's present too, and you figure out what lessons you want to learn. Now, everything is not exactly detailed down to, like on Wednesday at 3:05 p.m. On October 26th, 2027, you will be doing this. Okay, it's not exactly like that, but you do kind of lay out a general framework for different life lessons you're supposed to learn that you design that you want to learn. But there's also a certain there's a certain amount of there's a fudge factor in those lessons too, where you can deviate and go on to other things depending upon your own free will choices during that lifetime. There are also sometimes exit points where if you've chosen a particularly challenging life to have, you can exit if you really want to. But that often I don't see that, but there I've heard of that before where you do have exit points. So that's in a life plan. And if you are out there wondering what to do with yourself, there's a lot of good psychics out there that can help you. I do readings, but a lot of good psychics do that. And you try to determine what's best for you through your heart mind. And you always know you're on the right track if whatever you're doing is excites you and comes through your heart mind. So if that's how you figure out what to do in your life, rather than being kind of aimless and not knowing really what to do. There's a lot more to life than just earning money. I mean, I'm saying money's not needed. Of course, we need it to survive in this society right now. But we should always make heart-centered choices. It took me a long time to get to the point where I realized my sole purpose. But once I realized my sole purpose, I fell into it and ran with it ever since. Then after that, it's easy to do. I asked my guides years ago, what should I do in life? And they said, long story, everything happened, but they said to start writing books and have your own radio show so you can help make the world a better place. And my dad always used to listen to radio. Never forget that. He was a World War II generation, part of the greatest generation, served from World War II. And listening to the radio was a big deal. In the 20s and 30s, it came out then. You could listen to music. But I always liked radio. As a result, it's still at night. It's fun to go between stations to see what you can hear and everything. So he was my role model for that. And then I did used to like Art Bell Coast to Coast. I listened to him, and I listened to lots of other different radio show hosts, and I ended up doing this. I've been doing this now for my goodness, trying to remember when I started. It's been I think 2013, almost 9 years now. I've been doing this, so it's been a really fun a fun challenge for me to do this. And everyone's got a sole purpose. Everyone has something that they're supposed to do, lessons that they should learn. And if you need the answers, do some meditation and go within. Go out to nature somewhere, put your feet on a on the ground somewhere, get in touch with nature. And that will really, 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 really help you. One of the things important messages I ever got, most important messages, was from my cat Fluffy, who's passed away now. Rest his soul. What a beautiful kitty cat he was. But he said that I should spend 30 to 40 minutes every week spending time in nature. Now, that could be walking in a park, walking along the beach, walking in a forest, even driving through a beautiful area. All of that will connect you with nature. And once you connect with nature, it'll help you get you back on your path with God and what you're supposed to be doing here. And so that's a very important thing to do if you're in a city. Even if you're in a large city, you can always find a park somewhere to go to. Nature's very valuable. It teaches you. It helps me ground myself, and I love hugging trees, so I'm a tree hugger. I know. Here in the Northwest, they used to call tree huggers with derogatory names, but I love hugging trees because when I do, I feel this tremendous amount of love coming around and protection. And animals, I do talk to animals, cats and dogs, and they do understand what your what the what their masters tell them. They're a lot smarter than you think. And the interesting thing about cats and dogs is that many of them are living with their human hosts now as a way to learn how to be human. So they've already ascended, but they will come back and be with you in your next life. Okay, thanks, Don. They will become back and be with you in your next life as an advanced human. Now, won't that be interesting? So if you were to talk to your kitty cat or dog today, what would they tell you? And they will come back and see you. Believe me, they will. And one of the most important things I've learned from talking to the other side is that there's no such thing as death. People's bodies do die. We all die eventually, but their soul is eternal, and we're all part of God. And if you realize that, you can talk to relatives, friends, pets, animals, whatever, who are on the other side in a different dimension, and they're always waiting for you. Often, if your parents have passed on or other close relatives, they are part of a spiritual group that can help protect you and give you answers to anything you like. They're usually up in the fourth and usually fifth dimensions, and when you ask them a question, the answers they give you will always be 100% correct. Because they live in a dimension of truth. The fifth dimension is a dimension of truth. And that's where we are headed. We are headed toward a dimension of truth where no one will be able to lie to you or tell you anything false because it will be evident as that way. We will all be communicating telepathically. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support today. I really appreciate your help and support. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show, and all support's really appreciated. I hope all of you have a beautiful and happy day, and I thank you so much for listening to my show. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. With much love to everyone, thanks so much for listening, and thanks, Don and Doug, for your fantastic support. Bye-bye, everyone. Till the next time. Bye-bye, everybody.